We're back, Drive Time Lincoln, with County Commissioners Deb Shore and Roma Amundson. Just a reminder, folks, you might want to tune in to Jack and Friends tomorrow morning at 8:10, where he will host Senator Deb Fisher.
All right, we are going to go to the phones. We have Milton. What is your question or comment?
Both. First of all, let me comment that I really, really, really like having local people on instead of national people. You can always listen to national talk heads wherever you want to go, but this is neat having local people. In the meantime, though, it's an unusual opportunity. You have a school board member, a city council person, and county board members. Now, all of you are asking for increased money. The schools for a bond issue, the counties, as they're saying, for the bypass and the, everything else. And the anyway, you can't all be asking for more money at the same time. Who gets the priority this year?
Whoever strikes first. That's my flippant answer.
All right. Thanks for the call, Milton. I appreciate it. Ladies, do you have an answer to that?
Well, you know, I county board had two priorities this year. First was to replenish our cash reserves, and then second, to provide additional funding to the county engineer. The budget this year is $33 million, and we are providing the county engineer with an additional $3 million to help repair some of those damaged roads and open some of those closed bridges. So when we think about what the priority was, that's a historic increase in her budget, and I think that was the focus, to make sure that we are providing safe roadways to our traveling public.
Roma?
And I think that one of the things that is important to us as county commissioners, for the last 6 years that I have actively been involved in the budget process, the condition of the roads and the bridges is one that has always come up. And since 2015, when I was chair of the board, that was another time when we had the floods. And we received so many complaints and so many concerns voiced by constituents out in the rural area. And it is time that we actually really do start working on these, because we have had bridges and roads closed for many months.
Speaking to the caller's concern, one thing I would just point out is that we're working on structuring our bonds so that it will be levy neutral. So we are not going to be asking for more money. We did our last two bonds that way, and hopefully we'll be able to do this one that way too. So hopefully we'll be able to stay out of your way. All right, we've got Bob on line two. What is your question or comment, Bob?
So the main source for the county is it property taxes and taxes from like cars on paying on will tax, and it's also from inheritance, is that right, or does that go to the state?
Inheritance tax does go to the county, a small percentage, yes.
Okay, so are any of those going up along with, is that going up, the inheritance tax at all?
Inheritance tax is set by state statute, so it varies year to year based upon I guess the settlement of estates. Mm-hmm. It's something that's very hard to predict. But that a percentage to the state and a percentage to the county.
I see. It's just, I bought a house 4 years ago. It was paying $841. Now I'm up to $1,021 with the property taxes. I mean, there got to be some stop to doing this. Or, people are going to live in Lincoln. They're just going to move out and outside the county, outside of Lincoln, so we don't pay it. It's just getting way too high. And I just think, we need to look at, maybe a county tax. And I think it'd be better to have some type of tax, county tax, for people coming from Omaha and tax them so they're paying.
You're talking about, you're talking like with the sales tax?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just answer that particular question.
Well, let's talk about that. Bob, thank you very much for the call. Okay, Roma, you were going to say?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the sales tax. We did look at the sales tax on the Infrastructure Financing Task Force. The issue with that is that according to statute, the county cannot charge a sales tax on jurisdictions that already have a sales tax. For example, Waverly has a sales tax, Bennett has a sales tax, Hickman has a sales tax, and I'm sure that other... Lincoln has a sales tax. And actually, we cannot charge sales taxes to those jurisdictions. The amount of money that would come into the county from a sales tax that was associated with other
retail establishments outside those jurisdictions would be insignificant.
Yes, would be insignificant. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's wrap this up. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. Roma Amundsen and Deb Shore have been here talking to us about county budget. Thanks so much for what you have told us today, and we look forward to having lots of civic participation in the future.
Good luck with your process, ladies, and thanks again for joining us.
Thanks.